While Iraqis try to build a democracy, young people are promoting democratic ideals in the poorest country in Europe. Albania is one of many countries where private American-funded groups have worked to support local civic organizations. George Soros Open Society invested in youth movements that played critical roles in the revolutions of Serbia, Georgia, and Ukraine. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, Albania's young advocates do not want to be seen as the next revolutionaries.
As you listen to Arian Velia, it's easy to understand why U.S. democracy promoters like to invest in youth groups like his. He's eager to brush off the apathy that plagues Albania's post-communist society.
If you ask the average person, they'll say, oh, you know, 500 years of Ottoman Empire, that's what really did it to us, and we're sort of behind the world. Or somebody will say, yeah, 50 years of communism, that's what really demented us. But in the end of the day, if you're 21 and 22, which is what we were when we started MIAFT, you realize you can't spend the rest of your life looking down at your children and saying, oh, 500 years of Ottoman rule and 50 years of communism. I mean, you have to come up with better answers than that.
And his answer was Mjaft, which means enough. Like Serbia's Otpor, Georgia's Kamara, and Ukraine's Para, Mjaft is a youth group advocating change. The U.S.-educated Viliai has appeared before members of Congress to talk about government corruption, officials complicit in human trafficking, and his concerns that the U.S. is looking the other way because Albania is an ally with troops in Iraq. But when Americans start asking him to use this July's elections in Albania to repeat the successes youth groups have had in toppling other post-communist governments, Veliaj is leery.
I think the worst scenario would be for us to be seen in the public eye as the next American stooges. You know, yeah, we do appreciate the support that we get, and we definitely make use of the doors that we have open here to voice a lot of our concerns and opinions. However, in the end of the day, we have to make our own calculations and not be sort of carried away with this type of rhetoric.
During a recent trip to Washington, Veliaj spoke about his group, describing it as homegrown and focused on local issues. But Mjaft has received funding from U.S. democracy promotion organizations and inspiration from the likes of George Soros. Mjaft also shares some of its techniques with other youth movements, according to 23-year-old Jona Rapishti, a graduate of Middlebury College.
Mjaft is a fairly young organization, just 2 years, and yet we've been contacted from groups anywhere from next door, which is Macedonia, to as far as Iraq. One of the things we've always said is just to look around and have that positive energy come from within. I think that's why Mjaft has been so successful, because we've been very good at soliciting.
The young Albanians say their country won't be the next Ukraine, mainly because they have no popular opposition figures, as Ukraine did with Viktor Yushchenko. And Veliaj says he doesn't want to repeat the experiences of Serbia's Otpor, which has little influence domestically these days.
I am very curious to find out why did Otpor die and now only exports training but doesn't do anything much in Serbia. You know, 5 years from now, is there a place for such groups? Or is it just a momentarily thing? Or are we here to fill a vacuum between the citizen and the state for the long run?
He obviously hopes for the latter, saying it was a mistake in the 90s after the euphoria of the end of communism in Albania to think the work was over and let apathy fill the vacuum. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.